since it was there that the great Trinity of Switzerland joined hands 6 centuries ago and swore the oath which set their enslaved and insulted country forever free, and Altorf is also honorable ground and worshipful, since it was there that William, surnamed Tell, which interpreted means the foolish talker, that is to say the too-daring talker, refused to bow to Gessler's hat. Of late years, the prying student of history has been delighting himself beyond measure over a wonderful find which he has made, to wit, that Tell did not shoot the apple from his son's head. To hear the students jubilate, one would suppose that the question of whether Tell shot the apple or didn't was an important matter, whereas it ranks in importance exactly with the question of whether Washington chopped down the cherry tree or didn't. The deeds of Washington, the patriot, are the essential thing. The cherry tree incident is of no consequence. To prove that Tell did shoot the apple from his son's head would merely prove that he had better nerve than most men and was as skillful with a bow as a million others who preceded and followed him, but not one whit more so. But Tell was more and better than a mere marksman, more and better than a mere cool head. He was a type. He stands for Swiss patriotism. In his